Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This your boy Reggie coming back out of Kansas on a Grudge Inc. sponsored Kansas Grudge Racing radio show. Like I say, it's a show coming out of Kansas. You know, it's a good spot for everybody to just get together and, you know, keep up with some current events that's going on in the Grudge Racing world. Probably the biggest topic that's going on right now is Dunye having this race at US 41 in Morocco, Indiana. And I think they call it the King of Grudge or something. So it's got an event name, something like that. But it's the second race that the North done had, but it's going to be the first event that they really, really got a good chance of having a great turnout. Because the last event they had, I want to say, was on the 9th or something like that at Milan. But with the forecast they had, you know, it showed a lot of rain and shit. So a lot of the guys from the south, they didn't go up, and the event was, I don't want to call it a bust because I wasn't up there to see the car count and everything, but it wasn't what they was planning. But I'm sure they're going to, you know, try that again, get a different date. Right now, they don't have a date as of now because they said they didn't want to reschedule the event and somebody else's toes by putting a new date up. So I think Peso and Wayne put that race on. So y'all probably can, you know, keep an eye on the schedules and Facebook and all that shit. And I'm sure they're getting a date for it. But Dunye's race is happening on the 23rd. It's supposed to be a lot of races, a lot of locked-in Grudge races. I think they said over 40. Man, it's going to be a good one. I wish I was able to make it. It'll probably make for a damn good weekend. But any of y'all that's going to be up around at Indiana Way, US 41, that's going to be the place to be. $20 to get in. I think they're having a 28-29 shootout. You know, they usually have a shootout at every race. I'd have to look and see if it's an entry fee, but most of the time it's free entry, and then they have a pretty decent pot. But by being a Grudge event, you know, the locked-in Grudge race is going to be the headliner. So, like I say, if y'all going to be around that way or you able to make it, y'all need to get up there. Check them boys out at US 41, because that shit going to be popping. Tony Bynes is supposed to be going up there. You got the Grudge from Texas. He going up there. Being with, I think, Puerto Rican Pete and his Camaro. You know, Bushnell and the Grudge. You got I think it's a 70 Nova. Got King B from Texas. He taking his fucking Camaro up there. It's a second-gen Camaro. He locked in and ran Tate the Great in the Unfriendly Ghost. This is going to be the first major appearance for his car since he, you know, redone some stuff on it. So that's going to be a good race. But me, myself, if I was there, I'd be putting my money on King B, because I done seen that dude perform. And, he know how to race. For anybody that's up that way, you know what I'm saying, place your bets wisely. You know, yeah, bet with your pockets, not with your heart. And with that being said, man, that's going to be a great fucking race. It's going to be a good turnout. Hopefully, Dunye have his car up there. It ain't no guarantee, because he made some changes on his, too. So, you know. Just, you never know what's going to come out the woodwork. The 901 Bad Boys, I don't think they're going to be there, because I think Witt having a Memorial Day race, so he won't have none of his cars up there. Like I said, I don't know too many cars from the south that's going, but it's going to be a good fucking race. I can't think of nothing that's going on over on the East Coast, like the DMV area. I know Larry T got a race coming up, but I don't know if it's this weekend or next weekend. Let me see. It's a Facebook page called the East Side Stranglers. Check that out. They usually have the best up to date race flyers and track promoters and all that stuff. So get that page a good holler, East Side Stranglers Racing. I think that's Big Pern page. If not, I know he's associated with it. So check that out. Anybody on the line got any info on some races that's coming up this weekend? Just hit the one button. I'll open your microphone up. Let's see. There's a lot of races coming up. It's another race, but it's a ways out. It's in July, but D&D, the Arkansas Bulls, they stretching their legs and they leaving Arkansas and they throwing a race at North Star Raceway. You know, most grudge people call it Denton. So July 18th, try to be there. It's gonna be some good shit. I'm sure y'all will see the flyers floating around sooner or later. You know, that's gonna be a good event. Hell, I wish I could make that one, but goddamn, prior engagement gotta have priority. So yeah, July 18th, y'all keep your eyes peeled for that at North Star Dragway. That's in Denton, Texas. There's a couple races in Texas coming up besides that, and they coming up pretty quick. I have to pull that shit up. Like I said, if anybody out there listening, if y'all know any races that I'm missing, or you know, make sure I'm putting out the right information. Just hit the one button. I open the microphone up. Oh yeah. I see we got some callers on the line. Yeah, somebody hit the one button. I'll let your boy. Hell yeah. Man, this racing season taking off. Weather's still a little iffy. As hell, it's May, but shit, it's like 50 degrees out here in my spot. So, yeah, summertime, need to hurry up. That shit ain't working, not right now. That's hiding in the bushes. Bitch, yeah. Ain't nobody got nothing to bring up out there? Ain't nothing on your mind? Nothing you want to talk about? Well, sound like I'm be sitting here talking to myself today. Let me pull some shit up and see what I can find to talk about. Let me see. That's out in June. Well, anyway, June 20th, Clocks Off Motor City Mafia is supposed to be having a race, the Midwest Grudge Nationals. What track is this shit at? Shit, I don't know. Maybe that. So yeah, June 20th at US 41. So that's just something to put out there. Y'all keep your eyes peeled for that shit. Let me see what else we got out here. That's another. That's on in June. I try not to bring up too many events. That's you know, a month out and shit like that. So it don't overshadow the races that's coming up right now. 708-0785, you open. Oh 7-8-5, your mic open. Hey, take your phone off of mute.
Sorry.
0785.
Rich,
what's going on, bro?
Everything's fine, man.
Yeah,
good
I can hear
you again on the radio.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm up here from the Midwest, man. I just want to share. That's right. Donye's race is coming up this weekend. Gates open at 9. Racing starts around 10, 11. Weekend after that is one in Alabama hosted by DJ Grant. That's another grudge event. And then the week after that, it's back up in Chicago for business race that's back at the U.S. 41 Motorplex. So we got three great weekends. Temperature's supposed to be about 75 up here in Morocco, and there's no curfew, but we're going to start running as early as 12. And I think Danielle on the other call said the shootout's going to be around, probably start around 2, but Grudge has preference.
That's what's up. I'm glad to see that. That is, folks. Yeah. Y'all just heard a pretty good layout. You know what I'm saying? May Madness. You might as well call it that.
Yeah, it's King of the Grudge, man. So it should be 41 has always, especially with the track conditions, they were out there Sunday, and 60-foot looked real good. And, you know, we're gonna welcome Bushnell up there, and we're going to welcome King B. And, of course, Tony has already been up there a couple of times, so I'm waiting on Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. And you know he going to show up wide the fuck open.
So other than that, that's good, man. I'm good to hear that D&D is doing something in Texas. We went down to the Prescott when they headed down there, but unfortunately the rain kind of killed all of that. But
Right.
You know? And Larry T's race is this weekend.
It is at MIR.
Now, you know what? I don't know if it's at MRI. I don't know if he's doing it there at Rockingham. That I couldn't tell you.
I think it's MRI because I heard some. I want to say it was on Dog Show. They said something about they rented the whole facility, and they had, like, the VIP booths and all that shit that people can go in and eat and you know, hang out and shit.
Yeah.
But another race that we forgot is Running Brown race is on the 29th. It's that Saturday, and DJ Grant race is the 30th, that Sunday at Montgomery.
Okay, that's what I don't remember the specific details, but I know DJ called out some people, but we'll see. But it's
man,
good.
Hey, I hope that Mustang you got is showing something.
Yeah, he's been missing for 2 years, so since Lena, so we'll see. Now I do know for people that's coming up, they can test on Friday. So they want to do that. The track will be open. I forget exactly the time Donye said, but it should be nice. And there's going to definitely be some
I hope it is, man.
Yeah.
I hope it is.
So, just wanted to
I know
share
some
that
guys
with you,
had some. I appreciate. I know some guys had some concerns about, like you say, the start line at US 41 because they redone it, but saying that. Yeah, they said they only they didn't start the concrete. Well, they didn't start repaving until I think it was 300 feet out or 60 or something like that. It was a dip in the track that they took out, and then they followed on through with concrete. So the start line would be the same as it always been, and they had cars testing on it, and they said nobody's 60-foot changed at all.
Just got probably a little bit better, but now it's. I mean, it's about the same. What's the one that's in San Antonio that had that long? I think it has a long. Yeah, it's enough room. It's good.
Oh yeah.
It's good. So the stand's all done. The bathroom's all clean. The food will be great, and it's enough room for everyone. So,
man, y'all make sure y'all get all that action live.
Oh yeah, I don't know who's gonna be. I think Gunny Pick will be. No, John. One of them's gonna be at Larry T's. I think Gunny Pick is gonna be at Larry T's, and probably I'm not sure who's gonna be at 41. But I'm sure that they'll capture everything. You know?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. 0313, your mic open.
What up, guys? Yeah, 41, man. Out of all the tracks that I've been, I can't lie. 41 has gave me my best 60-foot. Best. I've been to a lot of tracks. I done got the best 60-foot out of 41. I'd have been to 66. I'd have been Martin, 131. I'd have been the Indianapolis track. I'd have been the track in St. Louis. I've been to Memphis track. 41, I done got my best 60-foot.
That's probably because you wasn't sandbagging.
Well,
damn, Rich.
Hey, I got to be hard on him, man.
Hey, just when I was helping you out on that dang on crooked, he should have been crooked letter, crooked leg Drake.
Hell yeah. Well, I can't stand that motherfucker, boy.
That dude, boy. He should just stay with eating hay and being quiet.
Shit. Hell yeah.
But he coming up, man, here, and I'm definitely going to get that paper. Man, I'm hoping I ain't got to go to my son Boy Scout. If I don't got to go to my son Boy Scout, boy, I'm going right after his money.
What you do is you bring the Boy Scouts to the track. You bring the Boy Scouts to the track. You know what I'm saying? Let them sell their popcorn
and they,
you racing.
Yeah, bring their tents and stuff because they supposed to be going. You know, my wife told me about it. I'm going to try to stay at work as late as I can, man.
Hell yeah. Tell them to put them tents under the stands.
I'm going to call y'all right back.
All right, bro. Well, yeah, man, it seemed like 41 is, like I say, I'm not up that way, but it seemed like that's like the, it's not central, but it's the most favorite track that people like to grudge
it's a grudge
that
track.
Way.
That's what it is. It's a true grudge track. You know, when you see the crowd, you know, it ain't always good to have everybody up at the line like we had at when we were down in Orlando. But, you know, it's, you know, the crowd control will be all right.
Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes it's a problem, but as more people take notice to it, that problem, I think, will fix itself.
Yeah.
I seen some tracks, they kept mentioning that they was going to make people start buying wristbands, and it's going to be like $100 to get on the start line. Only your most diehard gambler is going to pay that $100 to get up there, you know. So instead of having 60 people on the line, you might only have 30, you know. Which is better, you know, that's less chance for injury.
Well, the way the track is set up, you're close enough being in the stands, right on the fence. It's almost like Milan is. When I go up to Milan, and it always has a lot of good action, you know, I just stay in the stands, man. And same way when I was in Orlando, be right at the stands, close enough, you know, people that don't know, walk home free.
I mean, as far as the safety aspect, it's going to take a tire to let go or a flywheel to break and somebody get hurt, man, then they're going to start backing up.
Yeah, we don't wish that on no one, but, yeah, that does happen.
No. Yeah, I hate to see it happen too, man, but that's the only way some people learn through experience.
Yeah. The good thing is over the last few years, people have learned how to pull off to the side and shut it down, and they got a good, you know, pit crew. They're going to tell them, hey, that cut it. So
right.
To be honest,
that's a stigma that come along with grudge racing. But on the other hand, you remember when that tie came off of Antoine Brown's top field dragster and hit that lady in the stands? So she was she was in the stands, she was safe, and that shit still killed her. So, I mean, that's just one of the dangers that come along with drag racing.
Yeah.
Or any motorsport. She had Tony Stewart ran that motherfucker smooth over. And they wasn't in no grudge track. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
So.
Man, that's, I don't know what was on his mind for the bullseye.
I don't know. He was turned up, boy. But, yeah, man, this grudge shit is going through the roof, man. It's spreading. I listened to a radio show today. It was SHRA, they little drag racing radio show, and they had Ken Heron on there. And he stated that he had been speaking to a couple of the premier promoters in grudge racing to, you know, try to set some events up. So the promoter makes more money because, you know, when they bring a radio show, people going to show up to try to get on TV. So to help the promoters, and on the other side of it, when they was going to be filming their show, they would talk to the promoters, and he mentioned one specifically. He said Mike Hill. So if Mike is throwing a race here, he made sure to talk to Mike so their schedules didn't, you know, so they don't pull fans one track. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's been a lot of heat about that TV show and all that shit, man, but it'll be better if everybody tried to work together and try to, you know, get this money together instead of trying to battle each other for that shit. It is what it is, you know. It's all business at the end of the day.
True that.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I really, really want to fucking go to 41 this weekend, but I just can't, man.
If you don't make it this weekend, make it up for the next one. Cause that will that'll be a lot of street cars at business race.
Mm.
Anybody that got any hair on their chest want to run, they'll be ready for them.
What's the name of business race?
You know what? I think he changed it from North versus South. I don't know what it is now, but it used to be North versus South. I would have to look online. And unfortunately, I'm stuck up here in Minneapolis, and I don't get a chance to get all the action like I used to.
Right, right. Got to make that money, though. Hell yeah. Fucking, like you say, that's going to be a good event because most of the guys from the South are going to be up there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
this race conflicted with Witt's race at, I think it's Holly Springs or Hub City or wherever down there. But next weekend, it's going to be on, man, because I think Hannibal's supposed to be there with both of his cars and, you know, 901, Tony Bryan. I'm not sure if Realtree going to make it up there, but they're going to have a dog fight up there.
Oh, yeah.
Still tell. Has Dunya made a pass on his car this season?
Honestly, can't tell you.
Because I know, man, last year, that bitch was a bulldog. Did nobody want to sit on the side of it. Nobody,
that's
for
all
real.
Hype, man. That's all hype, man.
Shit. Hey, one thing about watching videos on his car, that it's so smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we all know smooth is fast.
Well, you know, man, it's like our theme song. Started from the bottom, now we're up. It's some years to get there. But I think we'll have all of our cars in the camp out there today, Saturday.
Right, right. You think him and Tate gonna ever line up?
We have before, so I would imagine at some point we will cross paths again.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. I mean, more action the better, you know. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I know y'all ain't gonna let them boys from Texas come up there and wreck shop on y'all.
Now, I'm not going to say too much about Texas, because then we have to travel that 19 hours to get back down there and cause some damage. But, you know, right now we're trying to focus on 41 and bringing it back up to what it was and getting the fans
right.
to Chicago and Indiana and those places, because, you know, yourself, just like in KC, you know, you're trying to get the fans to come that allows us a lot more opportunity, you know, and
exactly.
I that's where our focus is. But you know, besides Chicago and Michigan, you know, you're trying to get all the other little states in there. I mean, when Gateway in St. Louis was open, and we had all those Black Sundays, man, that was.
Yeah,
it,
I heard,
man.
That was a jump off. Yeah.
Oh man, that weekend used to be nice. You know.
Hey, hold on for a quick second. Let me play some music for y'all. I gotta take care of. right, all right. Shit, I'm back. I had somebody walking to my door, and they was actually, you know, trying to show support, you know, for my brothers in arms. Everybody don't know that, you know, I'm a military veteran. I got a lot of buddies still serving. A lot of brothers didn't make it back. So everybody that's out there listening, you know, when you get some time, go on www.carepackagecampaign.org and go through their options and, you know, show support to people over there that's supporting y'all. So I just want to throw that in there right quick so we can get back to the grudging. Hell yeah. Man, today's been a good day. Been a race of action, updates, and a weekend that's probably going to go down as one of the best because you're going to have action up in the north and down in the south. Have you heard anything that's going down, you know, around Kentucky, Memphis, anything like that?
Not me.
Yeah. Anybody else on the line, if you done heard anything about some races, you know, in places that ain't in the spotlight, you know, come on, let us know. I know there's good races out there in Arkansas, but, you know, we don't hear a lot about them. They're doing a race in Denton in July, but, you know, say, for instance, you got House of Hook in South Carolina, shit, Thursday night, you'd think it was a full race event. So I know tracks all across the country, they having shit going on. So if y'all know anything, you know, get on here and let us know so we can, you know, shed some light on them guys that's doing the same thing just without the video cameras, you know. Hell yeah.
Hey, Reggie, I did pull the list of some of the locked-in races, so if you want to hear a few of those, I can share that with the team.
Yeah, put that out.
So you got Stucky versus Disco Nova. That's Brian Davis's camp. You got Chucky versus the Firebird. Tony Bynes and Rambo versus Boost 12. Team SVO versus Trouble. The Unfriendly Ghost versus the Nasty, the New Boo. That's out of Primetime. The Unfriendly Ghost versus King B. Puerto Rican Pete versus the Grudge. Mighty Mouse versus the Grudge. Three Lug versus Tommy Gunn out of Ground and Pound Camp. Little Tony's going to race Skin. He also going to race somebody called Ice Cube. Minnesota Todd is going to be racing Tommy Gunn and Big Bertha. And if they both on the property, Fast Off, supposed to race the Godfather.
Oh, shit. Boy, that's going to be one to travel some hours for.
Yeah.
Fast Off, he got a bad little rocket and the Godfather, boy, you ain't got to say nothing else behind that.
So it should be a good little Saturday.
Hell yeah. Real good. It's, yeah. You know if Ben's supposed to be there this weekend?
Yeah, I think he said he was going to be there. He was trying to get Bushnell to lock in. He gave him the break or something.
Nah, shit, I doubt Bushnell would have gave him the break.
You would have had to be on the show. I ain't going to spread no rumors.
Yeah. about the most Bushnell going to give up is the back tie to a small block. That's about it. They get on it sometime. They say he won't race nothing but small blocks. But, like I say, a man run his program how he want to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Show you right.
He ain't nothing to do with that. But, see, I know him and Biz, I think they'll be a good race because both of them is checklist races. That's what I call them. Because you got to have this and that and this and that and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody do their own thing. I ain't hating. Because they got their race.
I think everybody
going to
shake it down and see what happens.
Damn right. Because you know, it's a lot of more races going to get off other than the ones that's locked in. So it's going to be a weekend full of racing. Some going to get off Friday, the rest going to get off Saturday, then all the extras.
Was the last place you went to, was Obama Boo there?
The Denton and Obama Boo, he wasn't there. No. I do got a question, though. Obama Boo, did that used to be a class car?
You know, I honestly can't tell you. First time I seen it was down when we went down to the Second Grudge National in Texas. I know he took his Willie bars off, and that's, to adjust.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to ask some fellas about that. Because I've been hearing rumors it was a class car, but, you know, a lot of guys nowadays, they'll buy a class car and slap some paint on it. So it is what it is.
Yeah, but you got to drive and you got to set it up.
That's right. Most of the time you buy a car, it don't come with no tune-up or nothing. They just hang you shit, they don't hang you no keys no more. You just pick it up with your trailer and say, have fun.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Brother Reggie, I got to get out here to this health club, so wanted to kind of give you some support and share what information I had.
I appreciate it, man. I'm sure the people out there, somebody learned something with that information, so that's what's up.
Hell but,
yeah.
You know, if it's a good one, hey, with the weather like it's going to be, it's going to be nice, you know.
You already know it.
It's going to be nice.
Hell yeah. So, shit, you stay in the loop with the information and shit. Whatever I don't get, don't you? I'll be asking you about it next week.
Sure. All right, Jay, have a good day.
All right, bro.
All
right. Bro, we got all these callers on the line. Ain't nobody got no information what's going on out there in the racing in your part of the country. No, hell no, fuck no, all right. Hell yeah. Well, shit, I know I ain't going to sit on here and talk to myself. So I guess we'll go ahead and get up off of here, and I need to have no stay or out time. So appreciate y'all calling in and listening to another episode of Kansas Grudge Racing, sponsored by Grudge Inc. So y'all have a good one.